Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The Indiana Pacers and Oklahoma City Thunder have made it to NBA Finals. Pacers up 2-1, led by Rick Carlisle. My question to the Tolos and to Fred, can the Dallas Mavericks be in that same spot in 2026? Listen to the Fan After Dark. Fred Davis, Khaki Kev behind the glass on the ones and twos. When I see these two teams in the finals, I feel like it's plausible. I feel like it is something that can happen. Neither of these teams feel like, oh my gosh, you cannot get to where they're at. They're not some team where it's like, how do you even put that together? Like, how do you get to the point? You have to draft a generational superstar and a guy who does this, and that. But I think you can learn something from every finals, mm-hmm. and you find trends and. Are we at the breaking point of a new trend starting, or are we continuing from an old trend? Whether even if it looks a little different, I think that's what it's on us to kind of parse through. I am kind of the belief, and open to hearing your thoughts and the Tolos as well, that we're kind of in a new trend and this is the first year of it. I think teams are going to start building their teams more like Oklahoma City and the Pacers and less how the Celtics are built and how the Knicks are built. And how the Philadelphia 76ers are built. Maybe the Bucks. Top heavy, guy who's going to give you 30-32. Maybe one other guy that's going to give you 20-25. And then the rest of the guys, we don't really care. As long as you're going to play like a specific role. You're going to be a defensive guy. You're going to be a three-point shooter. You're a guy in a veteran minimum. You're a point guard that's a journeyman, but you can control the pace. Like, and it's just kind of put together. And but what we only really care about is those top three guys. You see an Indiana team and Oklahoma City team. Unless you're a casual, if you've been kind of following the NBA, for the most part, they got like 10 guys that are notable on both teams where they play heavy minutes.
Yeah.
A TJ McConnell is not just an afterthought. Like, he's going to play some heavy minutes and make an impact. An Isaiah Joe or an Aaron Wiggins for Oklahoma City is going to have an impact. And Alex Caruso, it's not just Chet, SGA, Jalen Williams, and who cares about the rest. Like,
right.
These are teams that are 10, 11 deep. And you're seeing both of these teams' coaches play their whole team as if it's a regular season game. It's not like these lineups are getting shortened down to six or seven guys. Both teams, and even more on Indiana's side, are still going 10-11 deep, and I just think that teams are going to start adopting a more balanced roster throughout rather than a top-heavy paying all these guys $30, $40, $50 million and not having the rest of the lineup set up. What do you think of that we're entering a new trend of how teams are built, or do you think we're going to continue of what we were kind of with the Celtics type of build?
Well, I think part of the problem, though, is the way the CBA is set up. I mean, the CBA kind of created this, what we're in, right?
Both of the teams in the finals are super young, too. So they haven't made it to those second, third, fourth. Well,
right? And I think two things when you look at teams like the Pacers and teams like the Thunder, like they've done an incredible job of drafting.
Incredible.
Okay. Like you can't.
Both their star players, though, traded for, though, when they were young, SGA and Tyrese.
Well, that helped, too, yeah. Right? I mean, and for the same guy. right? I mean, let's call it what. Now, in fairness, you know, with Indiana, they traded what Sabonis to get Halliburton, right? But again, that goes to your GM making shrewd moves that pay off, right? I mean, if you're the Kings, you know, you've done a decent job of drafting. You just don't hold on to anybody, right?
See the Kings the other day. We'll get to and do around the NBA. The Kings are looking for a point guard of the future.
Of course they are. And yet you've had two of them, and one of them's in the finals. And yet, you know, this is the situation you find yourself in. And you know, if you're OKC, I mean, look, you had a great. I mean,
can I ask a question? When you look at their bench, the guys that we kind of mentioned, do you think that's more on the coaching or more than the GM and the whole front office drafting well, and those are just good players? Like a guy like Isaiah Joe, Aaron Wiggins, a guy like TJ McConnell or Obi Toppin.
I think it has a lot to do with fit and the organization.
Because
right?
Obi Toppin in a vacuum, I don't think is anything spectacular.
I mean, he wasn't great in New York.
Obi Toppin on the Pacers just feels right. Like at the moment you need a guy to get a high flying rebound, knock down some threes, aggressive. Like it just fits well with him. He's like their eighth man. Some nights he plays 25 minutes, some nights he plays 12.
I think one of the most underrated aspects, maybe the most underrated aspect in all of professional sports, and I don't care if it's baseball, basketball, football, and hell, even hockey. Ask any professional athlete, one of the things that goes into their success is the fit in where you go. Right? Like I don't think it's a coincidence why guys show up at certain places and ball out.
And you're seeing some of the best from both teams from their whole roster. Like every guy for the most part, role player, star players, giving you their best. Like you're seeing them, not at their max, like they can't get better, but like you're seeing the best Alex Caruso possible most of these games. You're seeing a really good Obi Toppin, a really good TJ.
But Caruso's been that guy. Caruso has been good.
I would say like this year, I feel like he took it kind of to another level.
Yeah.
Where it's like
offensively, I feel like, I mean, we always knew that guy could play great defense and that's always been his calling card. And that kind of felt like why the Thunder got him in the first place. But hey, don't leave AC open because that's damn near guaranteed a bucket.
Yeah.
As far as he goes knocking down shots.
Andrew Nimhard.
And they're both well-coached teams, right? Now, Rick Carlisle is putting homeboy in a little bit of a clown suit right now. I mean, because his
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is Rick Carlisle...
I feel like he's almost been so unorthodox, that, or maybe so orthodox. It's just throwing Dagnall off. He's not big guy against a coach like this the whole finals.
He's got him guessing at every turn. And that's, you know, and if you're the OKC... was it Dagnall is the dude's name? I mean, look, he's still a relatively young NBA coach, right? And in the same vein, we talk about players need to go through lumps. I mean, coaches need to go through lumps, right? I mean, look, I mean, you know, Rick Carlisle has been there, done that, but he's also been, you know, cast aside as well. So for him to look, you got Kevin Pritchard, who's the GM, by the way, Rock Chalk, you know, who's been around forever in the NBA. You got a guy like a Sam Presti who, you know, everybody keeps talking about best GM in the NBA. Zero titles, right? And so we're so quick to, you know, love these guys up, but at the same time, too, I mean, we're not giving Kevin, why are we not talking about Kevin Pritchard in that same, I mean, we've loved up Sam Presti to the point where it's almost obnoxious at this point. Like, okay, great, you've got 50 draft picks. Okay, win a title then at some point. Like, do something with him. Now, to his credit, OKC's playing is you know, finally got through to that point. But to your point already, that bill's going to come due here pretty soon. All right, what does he do when that happens? Again, we've got time to you know, discuss that, and that's a couple years down the road. But bringing it all back to the Mavericks, when you look at where the Mavericks are at and what that team's going to look like. You know, again, whenever Kyrie decides to show up from his knee injury, you know, you'd like to think you're going to get a healthy AD. Again, what that's going to look like as the year plays out. What's the rest of the team going to look like? I mean, there's a lot of question marks around what this team's going to be next year. But at the very least, Nico, whatever he decides to do or does his thing, you still got your head coach. You're going to have Cooper Flagg. You should feel pretty good about what this team's going to look like.
So you feel like we can have a top-heavy team and so kind of a balanced team, like, emulate what the Thunder are doing in the NBA Finals? Do you think the Mavs team add Cooper Flagg? I'm not going to spend a bunch of time on take off this player, add this player, because that's all up for interpretation. What we have right now is this team plus Cooper Flagg is kind of the only guarantees. You think that team can go to the NBA Finals?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Now, again, it's a lot of it's just depends on health. I mean, let's call it what it is. Indiana, insanely healthy, right? OKC, insanely healthy.
Well, Chet missed 50 games this year.
Well, yeah, but he's healthy now.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
But, oh, by the way, it didn't matter. Mm-hmm. I mean, you still won 68 games with him missing 50, and I think that kind of speaks to what Chet is, right?
It's kind of surprising how many games Chet has actually played. Remember, he missed
his entire rookie season, you know, tearing his knee up at a slippery basketball court in Seattle or wherever the hell it was. So I just feel like with where the NBA's at, and yes, it helps when, again, you've got a deep bench, but I don't. It looks easy to you know, on the outside looking in, but again, I think it goes to say what you want about. And again, I know I'm kind of speaking out of both sides of my mouth here. Sam Presti has done a phenomenal job of drafting, right? Like, he really, really has.
He gets all these guys to believe that they're so important. Like, a guy like Jalen Williams or Kendrick Williams comes off as literally the 10th and 11th man, and they come in like they're a starter and giving you all this energy for 7-8 minutes that can change the tide of a quarter. And I'm not saying they can't do it. I'm just looking at the Mavs and Jason Kidd and Nico and building the roster. And it's like, are we going to just be to a point where we're watching Cooper Flagg, Kyrie, and AD and the rest of the guys kind of zone out? Or where that 10th and 11th man is ready to go as well?
Because I think it's going to totally be that. Because, I mean, look, this team never quit last year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you had, Brandon Williams never quit. Jaden Hardy never quit.
I want to keep guys like that on the team.
Max Christie never quit. Najee didn't quit. I mean, PJ never quit. I mean, none of the guys Nico, for all his faults, knows how to put a team together. I mean, again, I understand. Yes, he traded Luka. We get it. All right. And whether or not that was the NBA influenced, you guys know where I stand on that. That removed. Oh, by the way, you're getting the number one pick, and he's shown a propensity for nailing draft picks and for nailing free agent signings.
Speaking of that, the Dallas Mavericks will be keeping Jason Kidd. I know you guys have probably already heard it, but just reiterating it, the Knicks are trying to call anybody. So
I mean, hell, they may call into the show at this point.
If you are unemployed and in the New York area and you get a phone call, there's probably a high chance it's for the Knicks head coaching job. So steer nearby your phone, check Indeed.
I mean, if you've coached a YMCA team at any time in your life, go ahead and just update the LinkedIn and let them know.
The Knicks got a bold strategy. We're going to fire our coach. And not only are we going to go get a new coach, we're only going to go after coaches that are currently employed.
Yeah, this is where Leon Rose may have outkicked his coverage on this one, now, in the sense that
we might have to get in this at 20. Do you think? I think this is more Dolan. This feels Dolan in influence rather than Leon Rose. Kind of, I'm going to do it my way. Leon Rose has been very particular about how he does things, especially with the Knicks. That's just my two cents on it. I think this is a Dolan firing of Tibbs and who he wants to coach.
But he's been so hands-off, though, with Leon Rose.
I know.
Why would he decide? Because
it wasn't going right.
It just got to the Eastern Conference Finals, for God's sakes.
I agree. I'm just saying it from his point. I want Tibbs out of there. We're not doing it right. We let you do your way.
I think Leon Rose is behind this. I mean, he is. I mean, this is a former agent. I think you've got players in his ear, right? I mean, and we've been hearing about it for the last you know, month or two, whatever, leading up to that point, that, hey, maybe guys were unhappy with their playing time or being played too much. We'll discuss that later in the 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock hour. All right, coming up next, second hour of the program, kicking off, Calvin Watkins, the legend, joining us, talking all things Dallas Cowboys. Don't go anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.